Morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming out here. I'd like to introduce you all the 2015 first-round pick, Marcus Peters. But before I open it up for questions, I'd like to acknowledge his mother, Mrs. Hodges. I'd like to thank you to the Kansas City Chiefs family. Yes, ma'am. And with that, we'll take your questions.
How's it feel? Kansas City, new career, new level of life for you? Mm-hmm.
Well, but first, you know, I would just like to say thank you to Clark Hunt, you know, the Hunt family, Coach Andy Reid, and John Dorsey, you know, just for the opportunity that they have given me to start my journey off, you know, to start fresh and new.
Far away, Randy. Huh? Hey, they let you in the room, man. You're not retired yet.
Him in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, when you turn on the film, you see it. I'm also friends with his head coach at Washington and the one at SC that was at Washington. And both of them told me that he loves the game and loves to play. He's a coach's kid, you know, and so he's been raised around it, and you can see that. You see that in his play, the way he goes about his business, and he does a nice job with it.
Marcus, talking about the coaching change, you know, mm-hmm. when Sarkisian leaves and Peterson comes in, how difficult was that for you? It seemed like you had a little trouble adjusting.
Yeah.
Can you speak to why that was?
It was just different, you know. With me being with the previous coaching staff with Coach Sark for 3 years, and Coach Peterson coming in, and how fast of a change it was, everything was just different, man. And with me just being so used to how things used to go, I was just resistant towards where things were going.
Marcus, it seems like now that you've gone to the University of Washington and yourself, you mm-hmm. now have a pretty good relationship. How did that come about? I guess the question would be, who extended to Olive Branch first?
You know, for how things look, it looks like, you know, I was just it was terrible for me to be at the University of Washington, you know. But they gave me plenty of opportunities to turn things around. And, you know, with me being gone from the organization for the few months that I was gone, and to come back and to be welcomed by my teammates and by the university, it just felt good. You know, me and Coach Peterson, we had plenty of talks. And, you know, I just thanked him for everything. And, you know, he said, I'm more than welcome to come around the program and be with my teammates anytime.
John, I have a question for you. Can Marcus participate in the OTAs, or is he kind of in that same category as DeAnthony Thomas last year?
He'll be in the same category because the graduation date is pushed back a little bit. I believe it's June 12th. You know, I'm sure he'll participate in the rookie minicamp, and I'm sure he'll have ample opportunity to, you know, get called up to speed.
And then the mandatory minicamp at the end, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity to meet any of your teammates yet?
I met a few of them on my visit. You know, like I talked to Coach Reid about when we was on the phone. You know, it just felt like home after I left this place on my visit. And the locker room, it was just a wonderful bond that I felt just like the one I had at UW and back in high school, you know. So it felt like home.
Have any of the specific players, especially at the cornerback position?
Not yet, you know.
Marcus, how important is it for you to graduate?
It's really important, you know. That's one of the main things that me and my family talked about with me going on to the University of Washington. It was to make sure I take care of school first, and then make sure I turn on the football, you know. So I was going to finish up this year, but I have a little bit left, school left, you know, but I'm going to knock it out just because I made that commitment to my family.
Hey, Andy, John, what's the plan as Marcus is going to be here? You did this with DeAndre Legend. How are you guys going to help him get up to speed
Yeah, well, Al Harris will he'll be responsible for that. He'll be able to come in and participate in the rookie minicamp, so he can have a playbook there and take notes and so on, and take that with him. And then when he comes back for the mandatory camp with the veterans, he'll be in the swing of things. So.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know, what are some corners you grew up liking? You know, what some corners you respect?
You know, when me being from Oakland, and when I was growing up, I got the chance to watch Charles Woodson a lot, you know. And Coach Al also, you know, once he made the transition to Green Bay, they got a chance to play alongside each other, you know. And just their attention to details with everything that they do with the game of football, it just caught my eye.
It possibly may be the Oregon State corner. I was going to go check that here this morning before the draft started, just to make sure we're on top of that. But that would be the only one so far.
Marcus, do you know Steven Nelson?
Yeah, we were in the same group at the combine. And, you know, we had some mutual friends that he went to school with at Oregon State. You know, so we got a chance to chat at the combine.
You know much about his game?
Yeah, he wonderful player. And he's here to help the team.
Not recently.
Marcus, talk about the level of competition in Pac-12. Mm-hmm. Some of the receivers you face, which helps your game along.
It's a well-talented division, you know, and it causes you to be on your best game at all times. You know, competing against all those teams is athletes everywhere. You know, so with that, it just it causes me to make sure I'm dominant in every aspect.